Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 6:45, we'll give you a chance to win some Wizards tickets. So listen for your opportunity to win tickets to the Wizards tonight, actually. Don't call in if you can't go tonight, but we'll give you a chance to win some Wizards tickets as they take on the Bulls tonight on Fan Appreciation Night. That's coming up at 6:45.
My boy Chris Fleming's in town. He's assistant for the Bulls.
Nice. He's not the guy that ran Fleming's back in the day.
No.
We used to have a hookup.
Definitely different Fleming.
That's a different Fleming.
That was a good hookup.
Different guy.
No. His but oh no, that's a different guy. Yeah. I was thinking of your Chris Hecht. I'm getting all your
the Chris's.
I'm getting all Chris
Hecht runs a European soccer team. Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Again, we're still waiting
on that. What it's called?
I haven't seen one
Villa.
I haven't seen one beanie. I haven't seen one scarf. I haven't seen one replica kit from Aston Villa sent our way. I don't know if he's that good of a friend.
I just haven't asked.
Yeah. I mean, it's
he's
not
also
like
too
you.
High up.
Okay,
he's a big silly.
Okay, sure. He can't be bothered with sending out a box of gear.
I think we'll get some gear.
I just haven't asked him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of the first things, like our pal Tom Doyle, who once sponsored our Daisy Dukes concert.
That's
contest. Our Daisy Dukes contest. Sorry.
This is how crazy those soccer fans are over there. You know, he lives out he lives in London, but the team is based a little bit outside
These
of
are
London.
The soccer hooligans.
They're hooligans.
You're referencing.
He has been threatened multiple times.
Oh, really?
Leaving the stadium after losses.
And he's
just the president of the team.
That sounds intense.
He's not the coach, or you know, he's not a player.
Right.
They're just nuts over there.
But back to what I was saying, Tom Doyle is running the Capital Classic now. Dennis Scouts can join us in studio at 9 to promote it. One of the first things he did, texted me, he's like, what are the boys' sizes?
Ah, I like that. Always like to hear that.
So should have some gear for everybody.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Who was it that sent us a text and asked for gear?
Michelle.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, I like all the gear.
Yes, exactly.
She asked for a preference of, do you like a trucker hat or a regular hat? And Evie was like, I want more.
I want all the free.
I like all the stuff.
Sure.
Just so you know, and she knows.
So yesterday, the biggest news in the sports world, of course, there's the Masters, and we'll get into that coming up in the next segment, was O.J. Simpson passing away. And I hadn't been following whether he had health problems or not.
No, I talked about a couple of weeks ago that he had prostate cancer, but he told everybody in his last video, and I talked about it at the time, and he said he thinks he got under control, be out on the golf course in no time. Either they were snowing him or they didn't realize how bad it was.
He knew it was bad. He's just lying.
I mean, he's a certifiable liar.
Yeah.
My son posed me a good question yesterday. He said, do you say rest in peace for O.J. Simpson?
I didn't see a lot of that.
I said, no.
I didn't see a lot of that.
I said, I don't say rest in peace for murderers.
You can't be sad for a double murder.
Yeah, he's a scumbag. And the world is a better place without him.
It was weird that somebody, they're doing all these, obviously they're going to have a long bio about O.J. And it's very complicated. And the number one thing everybody remembers is the trial. But then somebody, she was a reporter for, I can't remember who, doesn't matter. She sat down with him in 1999, maybe a few years afterwards, right?
5 years
acquitted.
After.
Yeah. And she said something about, and he talked about if he had done it, he would never pay the Goldmans or whatever.
Right.
But then she said sort of like, how's your life now? And he says, I've never gotten more blank.
Right.
In my life.
Yeah.
That was the word he used. Right. And you know the word I'm saying.
I think I know the word.
He said, my life is great. I've never gotten more blank in my life.
That's weird.
And they went to the girls that were hanging out with him.
Right.
There were girls that were hanging out with him and were like, you know, they're like, yeah, we know he did it, but he's iconic. He's famous.
Right.
We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
We know he did it.
Mm-hmm.
They're quoted saying that.
Fame.
He's fame.
Money,
and then the final line was just about how it's kind of an indictment on our culture, just how like fame trumps everything here.
Yep. Yeah.
You can be a murderer, but if you have that level of fame, a lot of people will give you a pass.
Where were you when the verdict came in? I remember exactly where I was.
I was at Temple Law School, actually in the building,
mm-hmm.
and I remember a large portion of the people erupted like mm-hmm. happy.
Right.
I was in my house.
Oh, for sure.
I was in the house I was living in with my roommate Jay Franklin in mm-hmm. Bowie. What's the development called? Starts with H.
Heather Hills.
Heather Hills.
Yeah,
he had a house in Heather Hills, and I was sitting upstairs in my bedroom watching it.
Yeah, I was
on a big tube TV.
I was in Crofton. I was getting wings. I was in a wing place, and then a TV, and the verdict came down.
Yeah,
I was waiting for probably a dozen buffalo wings.
What's bizarre?
With ranch, of course.
Is I watched that whole trial because I worked at a nursing home at the time,
right?
And TVs were on in the nursing home, so I just literally sat there and watched the trial all day, every day.
Sure,
that was my job, was to be around these old people, and they had a TV on, and every channel had
the job was basically to watch the OJ trial.
Right, so I watched the whole trial.
Right,
and I remember obviously where I was with the Chase because we were all watching a basketball game. Yep. I don't remember where I was when mm-hmm. the verdict was read.
Right.
I don't remember that for some reason. But I watched so much trial coverage, it's not a surprise.
I do, yeah. I remember.
You know what? I probably was at work.
I mean, it was the biggest story in America for over a year.
Oh, yeah.
By over far. A year. I mean, we did a segment on the Sports Junkies cable access TV show when we very first started out, JP on OJ. Mm. It was like a weekly bit.
I mean, I would say it was biggest story for probably a decade. Like, it's beyond a year. Like, it was.
I just meant, like, on the day-to-day basis.
Oh, day-to-day, for sure.
You watched the stupid trial.
Yeah.
And you knew all the characters.
You knew all the attorneys.
Yep.
And then, of course, it's just so maddening.
Did it take that long?
It was long.
How long was the trial, do you remember?
11 months.
Almost a year. Wow.
Like I said, it was about a year.
There is a juror that was recently interviewed, and she admits, we thought he did it, but we just wanted to get him off because, you know, of other, you know, injustices, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's
and, you
so
know,
insane.
Back then it was a little different in terms of the amount of channels, but Jay Leno killed it, crushed it with his, like, dancing Edos and doing bits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it became kind of a farce.
What amazed me is how many people on the whatever freeway that was in L.A.,
mm-hmm. just pulled over.
I mean, there was no social media.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they're all listening to the radio.
And the news.
And then the Broncos, obviously.
100 share that day.
And can you imagine
how many people
were
on the overpasses? Remember
I remember.
It was incredible how many people. I mean, the entire city of L.A. was watching him
in
the Broncos.
Well, because you thought that he was suicidal, and he may have been.
Right.
You know, in the backseat of a car with a gun to his head.
Correct.
Yeah. And nobody wanted the juice to kill himself.
And Al Callins convinced him to... get back to the house.
Right.
A lot of people still thought he was innocent at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tommy Horsecamp still thinks he's innocent.
To this day, he does.
No, there's no way, right?
He can't.
We should call him.
Yeah, we should.
We got to call
him. Get him on the horn. Get him on the horn immediately.
Call him right now. Wake his ass up. Tommy Horsey, because he loved him so much, he wouldn't believe. Tommy's one of those guys that if he loves you, He's not gonna
turn. Ride or die.
He's a ride or die.
Yeah.
He's not gonna turn his back on him.
Tell him to clear his refi schedule.
But just have Mike Marr come over here. Mike Marr, come over. I can't multitask. It's too hard for me.
Horsey.
We're gonna call Horsey. We're gonna wake his ass up.
Yep.
And I'm sure his phone's blowing up right now. Where am I? No,
he
here, buddy.
He needs to be called.
Just type in horse camp. Okay.
It is early.
Don't scroll through those photos.
There's nothing. There's a lot of golf picks.
Drab and I talked about this yesterday. how
did it come up?
How no. Not awesome, but just how infamous it would be if he had some sort of deathbed confession. Like, it would be so memorable.
My youngest said that there was a rumor going around on social media that there was some text. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know,
you click the link and then it was spam.
Like he admitted it or something.
Yeah. Spam.
Oh, yeah. It was a link to.
I had no idea what she was talking about, but I said, you know, it's probably fake, right?
It was a link to, like, that big naked guy sitting down with his huge hog.
Oh, that's
it was a joke.
No, yeah,
that's a great meme. My buddy Jonesy sends me that one all the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you clicked it looked like
the link was sanfranchronicle.com and then you click on it
and then boom, there's
no, he sent me that picture. OJ, I think I know what picture you're talking about. I sent it to me a couple of weeks ago. It was hilarious.
Didn't OJ make a lot of money doing some sort of video where he hypothetically said, if I did it, this is how I did it.
Yeah, it was like a NBC special or something like
if
that.
If I did it.
Yeah. He also wrote a book, If I Did It.
Yeah, it was based on a book, I think. Yeah, mm-hmm. The whole thing.
Well, it's a shame. He passes away without ever finding the real killer. Yeah. Remember, right. he said he was going to dedicate his life searching for the real killer.
I was stunned by it because I knew he had prostate cancer. And there were two conflicting reports, and I talked about it at the time. There were some said he was going to die.
Yeah.
And then he immediately refuted it and said, no, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to lick this. I'm going to be out on the golf course in no time. And then we got no report. And apparently he had been in hospice, but nobody knew. They kept it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they announced he died. It actually kind of shocked me.
You got to have home hospice for O.J. Simpson. Like, you can't just throw him into a hospice, like a community hospice.
Because?
The word's going to get out.
Yeah, right.
You want to keep it private.
Right. All right. Is he not answering?
He's still sleeping. Probably got to wait till about 8.
I drive by a hospice.
Just try one more time.
You got to text him. Maybe he doesn't recognize the phone number. Yeah.
I drive by a hospice a lot that's close to my house, and it tilts me every time I drive by because I know what's happening inside the hospice.
Tiger Shishimi.
Tilts you.
That's what's happening.
I live next door to one. I see him wheeling dead bodies
out. Oh, you do?
Late at night.
I don't live that close.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty awful. You might want to reconsider where you live, Rick.
I just told him. Ruins my day every time.
I'm sure it does.
He should know. Does it say the radio station or no? It's just like a random.
Yeah, but he might have his phone on silent.
But he's sleeping.
If you
Who
call
puts their
me
phone
in the middle
on silent,
you, if you call me in the middle
that?
Of the night. I'm not.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's gonna call me because they know I'm sleeping.
The only thing that works on my phone overnight, sound wise, the alarm. Everything else.
Oh,
silent.
Believe me, I heard the alarm the other day.
I can't have my phone going or giving notifications in the middle of the night.
What's the dumb tune you had? Jason and I were in studio. You left to go to the bathroom or something. His alarm went off to remind him that he was doing the Derek Forrest interview.
I mean,
and he literally let that alarm go for like 4 minutes.
Well, I didn't realize. Well, I'd forgotten that it was on. I didn't realize.
He wasn't here.
It's just
in the studio.
Dumb alarm tone.
Yeah.
That's very annoying, and I want to turn it off. I want to throw my phone through my window every time I hear it. It sucks.
Everybody,
mine's not on silence, on vibrate. So,
right,
I mean, it's the same thing, I guess.
Right, that's true. I mean, when do normal people that work in the mortgage business get up?
I would assume 7:30.
He probably has to be at the 7:30? Office at 9, so I'm gonna guess 7:30.
So he's still snoring.
Yes.
Do we have Laura's number? I'd call Laura, but I don't
have her number.
He's going to wake up the whole family.
Hey, Mark, come in here. I think I do. She's given my daughter softball lessons before. Come here.
All right, my alarm's going to go off in about 30 seconds, and it's very annoying.
Why is it so annoying?
You'll
hear
it.
Why didn't you put it on something like less annoying?
They're all annoying. Anything that wakes me up out of my slumber.
No, some are a little bit more soothing. They slowly do it.
No, I don't want that.
Some harps going.
I want to be jarred out of my sleep. That's what I need. Otherwise, right. I'm going to try to sleep more.
Try that trick. Call his wife. She'll wake his ass up.
Mm-hmm. They said for the last month or so, OJ was making amends with like people in his life that he had fallen out with.
So he knew he was. He knew he was.
Yeah.
He was over.
And so his former manager, named Pardo. This is what he said yesterday.
That's not annoying.
I hate that.
Oh, it's annoying.
It's annoying if you're sitting in studio and Cakes leaves his phone right
four
there.
4 minutes, then it's annoying.
Go ahead, Drabby.
Continue, Drab.
This is what he said after OJ died yesterday. He wasn't the best guy in the world, not the nicest, not the most truthful, but he also wasn't the meanest guy in the world either.
That's quite a...
Wow. What an obituary.
I'm not sure I've ever
heard... Quite a send-off.
I'm not sure I've ever heard anything like
that
before.
I'm sure Nicole Brown would not have agreed with that.
Right. Or Ron Goldman.
Or Ron Goldman.
But that's probably a good way to describe a guy, because I'm sure he's not all 100% evil, right? Everybody... has a dark side. Not everybody commits murder, but he probably has some good qualities. Who knows? A
couple of you guys were following him, right, for his stupid social media posts when he would talk about football.
Valdez is following him for a long time.
I couldn't, but they would go viral.
He became like a joke. He became a goof.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it was show content.
I think the last video he did, he told everybody it was going to be fine or whatever, and he made a Super Bowl pick. I think he picked the Niners.
He did, yes.
I think he did.
Well, the sadder story was that Kevin McClinton passed away yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't hear that. What happened? Did he have a heart attack?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
He was a big dude.
It was a heart attack.
I think he was one of my Facebook friends somehow. And I saw like a Facebook post where he was like, prayers for me. Like he took a selfie while he was in the hospital bed.
You're kidding.
No.
He was feeling.
Go on to Facebook and Kevin McClinton.
Be too sad.
He was feeling bad, went to the hospital, and then I think.
They couldn't save him?
Died the next day.
Was it like arteries are all clogged up or something?
I don't know. 53
years old. That's a horrible story. Like, I'm hearing this now for the first time.
Like, that deserves rest in peace.
100%. Yes.
Definitely.
Kevin McClinton starred at Maryland.
He went to Springbrook High School.
Father was a star, tragically died. He played for the Skins.
Correct.
Very underrated OJ moment in his life is when he drafted Andrew Luck and then he retired an hour later.
That's right.
After his preseason
OJ's
game.
Like, what? OJ's like, what did I ever do to you?
Hey, Drabby, you want to do it next break? Tommy said, I said, pick up your phone. He said, okay.
Nice. All right, yeah.
We'll do it next break.
Sure.
I know we got to talk about the Masters. Believe me, we're not going to miss it.
Plenty of time.
But, let's get Horse Camp on. Horse Camp, who still, I believe, in 2024, believes OJ is innocent.
All right.
And you haven't heard him on this show for a long time, but there was a period of our show for probably...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Five to 7 years that we used to have our buddies, the homies, on the show all the time, and he was our original movie reviewer.
That's right.
So he was lesser talented of the two, to be honest.
It was him and Crickety doing movie reviews
on
the show.
They weren't Siskel and Ebert, I'll tell you that. That's an old school poll.
So we will talk to Horsey next, also give you a chance to win those Wizards tickets here on the Junkies.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.